This
hello to you, my mother's house
is pop music's greatest story.
We have a special guest here this evening.
I have this thing that I do, which is kind of quasi-religious.
As we present another edition,
that was like the most incredible scene
of the Fab Four Chronicles.
It seems a bit ridiculous writing a song called Hard Day's Night because it sounded funny at the time.
The Beatles story in their own words.
We'd like to thank you for a wonderful year.
And music on Radio Revolution Number 9.
This looking back thing is funny because, you know, whatever you look back on, there's always, you always remember all the good things about it, never remember the bad things. Like holidays, like school days, you know, I mean, I think of school days now and sort of thing. They were great, you know. I remember having a good time, but I remember when I was at school, I didn't like them at all, you know. And some holidays I've been on, I remember thinking now, oh, those were marvellous times. You forget about all the insects biting you and all the terrible times, you know. It's the same with work now, you know. We look back on the days in Hamburg when we used to have to work very hard, about 7 hours a night sometime. And we think, you know, they were great now. But they probably weren't. In fact, I remember at the time they were pretty rough.
That time, with us being from Liverpool, it was a big scene because they'd always say, you've got to be in from London, to, you know, and they always thought we were hick or something. But when we played in Hamburg, they kept wanting us back there because we were pulling lots of people, and we got very good as a band because we had to play 8 hours a night. And we got a big repertoire of some of our own songs, but mainly all the old rock songs. In fact, everything. We used to play Moonglow and, you know, all sorts of things in those days because we were on for so long.
Yeah.
But we got very tight as a band, and because it was the period in England when it was all matching ties and handkerchiefs and doing routines like the Shadows, and we were out of it for that, so we just kept playing the rock and roll things and the stuff from records we used to get from Brian Epstein's shop before we met him. But they used to stock up with every record that was ever issued. So we'd go in there and spend afternoons rooting through. We used to do all those Barrett Strong, you know, Money, all that sort of tunes that weren't popular.
Fans who used to give themselves little names. There used to be a group of fans called the Cement Mixers. There was some other group called the Wooden Tops. And they just make up little names for themselves, you know, being a little gang. And there's two girls called Chris and Val.
And they used to sing, say, sing Searching, Paul. That used to be the big request from Chris and Val. Sing Searching.
So we always used to do this one. It used to be a big request, and it was a big favourite with the group.
I just fall apart and I have no other interest in life. You know, the world could be ending if rock and roll is playing. You know, it's a disease of mine.
In the days when he was writing and doing those songs, those songs didn't have messages.
His lyrics were very intelligent lyrics in the 50s when people were just singing virtually about nothing. He was writing social comment songs. He's writing all kinds of songs with incredible meter to the lyrics, which influenced Dylan and me and many other people. The meter of his lyrics was tremendous. And any song you hear with jink, 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 jink is a Chuck Berry type song, or you know, he practically almost invented that jink, 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 jink.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Try to find the party, trying to get in touch with me. She would not leave her number, but I know who placed the call. Small coat took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, more than that I cannot have. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. We will pull apart because Ma would not agree. Help me get in touch with her in Memphis, Tennessee. The last time that I saw Marie, she was waving me goodbye. With her Ray Home drops on her cheek and trickled from her eye. Marie is only 6 years old, information please. Help me get in touch with her in Memphis, Tennessee.
was waving me goodbye. With her hand drops on her cheek, trickle from her eye. Marie is only 6 years old, information please. Help me get in touch with her in Memphis, Tennessee.
The genre. The Beatles are considered the greatest band of all time. Get inside the Beatles with the Fab Four Chronicles. The Fab Four Chronicles are available exclusively right here. The Beatles story in their own words.
George Harrison, Paul McCartney, John Lennon, and Ringo Starr.
The Beatles!
After hour of unique content.
8 days a week. I remember writing that with John out at his place. Chauffeur drove me out this day and I said, how have you been? He said, oh, working hard. He said, working 8 days a week. And I'd never heard that expression. So I got to John's house, he dropped me off. I said, hey, this fella just said 8 days a week. He said, oh, yeah, that's good.
Giving you the true Beatles story.
I'd like to thank everybody in America for giving us a chance to come here.
From Hamburg to the Apple rooftop and all in their own words. Tremendously rare material. That even the most diehard Beatles fan may have never heard before. Hear it now,
right now,
with the Fab Four Chronicles.
Sign up today.